theme this month, Your Light in My Darkness. And last week we did preamble on the message and we went back into Genesis. Light. Where does light come from? When does light come? When does light come? Anybody remember? When does light come? But when? When there's darkness. Okay, in the Bible, when did light come? When the world was formed, that's when light came. What do you think? When he said, let there be. Amen. But we found out that the light we call light, what do we call the light? We call the light sun. The sun is not the source of the light. Hallelujah. God is the light. Therefore, the light was before even everything happened. Hallelujah. Amen. The beginning often refers to the time of or before the creation of the world. When it says in the beginning, God described as the beginning and end. He did not, as my son was saying here, he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's all those letters in the middle. And for him, whenever he starts, before he starts, he has already finished. That's why when we say, let there be light, for him, it was already done. Hallelujah. It was just being manifested for us. So in Genesis chapter 1 to 14, last week we looked at that, and that was the beginning of creation. Creation by and through the Word. That's when he says, let there be light. That word light, the Hebrew word for light is og. O. That's O-G-H. And that means let there be order. So light is not the light that we know. This light, no. That light, when he says, let there be light, he was saying, let there be what? Order. Because the preceding verses say, the earth was void and it was empty. It was formless. Hallelujah. It was amorphous. Some of us, we discovered that some of us, our lives are amorphous in some area. You may have it all, but there's an area that is still formless. Every one of us, from the last man to the man in the White House, to the man, to the woman in the Buckingham Palace, all of us have got something that is still formless. And that's why we need God. Everyone needs God. There is no person who is self-sufficient. Doesn't matter how many degrees you have, how much money you have, you still need God. Why? Because there is an area in your life that still remains formless. Hallelujah. You may be crying for a child, but somebody is crying for a visa. They have the children, but they are crying for a visa. You may be crying, you may already be in a marriage crying and saying, Lord, what did I marry? Where did this monster, what happened to my eyes? Who blinded my eyes? Why didn't I see this monster? And then there's somebody somewhere who is on their knees, who have been fasting for 21 days, for 90 days, for a marriage, looking for a monster. And somebody said, amen. You understand? So all of us need God. What am I trying to say? There is a part of you, the person sat in your chair, that is dark and needs light, needs order. Let there be order. That's why Christmas happened. In the beginning, when God said, let there be order, there was order. But fast forward into Genesis chapter 3, something happened. The devil sets in and creates havoc. He disorganizes what has been organized, rendering man into, a helpless situation, into sin, death creeps sin. Hallelujah. We see him, and the moment he enters the garden, what is the question he asks? What is the question he asks in Genesis chapter 3? Bible scholars. Adam, where are you? Have you ever put something? Some of us who are parents, you put maybe a keys on a table. And you go upstairs. Or you go downstairs wherever you live. On coming back, you can't see the keys because there are some kids playing around. What do you ask? Where are my keys? I put them here in an orderly fashion. But somebody, one of the kids comes and takes it, or he removes it and disorganizes it. Your day is disorganized. Some of you know that you at one time you even had to get a bus, yet you have a car. Because somebody misplaced your keys where you put them. So in Genesis chapter 3, there's disorder. Darkness, spiritual. This time it's not physical darkness, but it is spiritual darkness that falls upon the earth. And it's in Christmas that we see Jesus Christ coming back to do what? To restore that light. The spiritual light. So that's why we go into John chapter 1 verse 1. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the word. This is echoing, Genesis chapter 1. But this time, this beginning is different. In the beginning was the word. There are many words, but there is the word. Hallelujah. And the word was with God. Not just mere words. And the word was with God. And then he says the word was God. This is an introduction of the Trinity. Just like he said in the beginning, let us make man. Who? God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I can stand there with Pastor Luanga. I stand with him there. But that does not mean that I become Mr. Pastor Luanga. God, there was the word, and the word was with God. That shows you that the word and God are one, but yet distinct. Because you cannot be with yourself. You have to be with somebody else. So he's introducing that the word is somebody else, has got a personality, although they are one with God. And he said the word was God. Listen. This time, John is taking us to a period before the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, we are in the beginning when other things have happened. But right now, in Genesis, in John chapter 1, John opens a window for us to see what existed before the beginning. So before the beginning, he takes us out of time. You know, God does not live in our time. Right now in heaven, it's not coming to 1 o'clock. Just like it's not 1 o'clock in Uganda. That shows you. It may not be 1 o'clock in America. Time, God lives out of time. So John takes us in out of time, into the time before creation began. So we begin to see that before creation began, actually there was the word. And I think Osan read to us a scripture in Proverbs where he says, before the world happened, I was. He's talking about wisdom. He's talking about God. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about the word. So the beginning is not the beginning. The beginning that we know is not the beginning of God. Hallelujah. And then it says, all things. All means all. All things were made through him. Through who? The word. Because we see in Genesis chapter 1, he speaks the word. God, the Trinity, is working as a team. God the Father speaks the word, the Son, and things begin to happen. And we see that the Holy Spirit was already there, hovering over the earth. They're working in tandem as they're working in your life right now. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. All things. The word is eternal. That word that made things, that everything is eternal. As a matter of fact, how do we know? We know this by Jesus' answer when he was, I think he was answering some Pharisees. they were calling. They said, you know, you have just come recently. You are son of this carpenter. You know, we, our father Abraham was here before you. What does he answer to them in John chapter 8, verse 57, 58? He says, before Abraham was, not even was, I was. He says, I am. For him, he does not have a past tense. Before Abraham was, I am. Can I submit to you, before that situation that is before you was, he is. Hallelujah. These things that are troubling you, my sister, my son, they are just recent and they are temporal. There is a God who has been here before time began, who has got everything in his hands. And guess what? Whatever it is, has got to bow. The Jews, when they looked at him and says, you are not even 50 years old. How dare you see you have seen Abraham? That's why he says, before Abraham was, I am. And he says in John chapter 14, 9, he that hath seen the Father hath seen me. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. If you see him, you have seen the Father, because he is God. Jesus Christ, the Word, the creative Word, through that Word, everything was made. In an instant, when we talk about manufacturing, looking at this microphone that I'm holding, it went through a process. When you read closely, you'll find made in whatever, made in Germany. When they start making a microphone, it's a process. It's a process. It takes time. But with the Word, the eternal Word, there is no process. The moment he speaks it, it happens. Hallelujah. It is an immediate act. It happens. It's creative. There and then it happens. Right now, there's peace happening. Right now, there's deliverance happening. Right now, in the name above every name, because he is here. The Word is creative. Hallelujah. And he says, in all things were made through what? Through that Word. Now, when you talk about all things, our little minds cannot comprehend it, because our little minds are used, you know, when you talk about all things, we think about Woolwich, we think about London, we think about, you know, the local areas you have visited, USA, you know. But let me tell you, there is something that we have never seen. Last week I told you, God created the invisible and the visible. There is a world that is called invisible that we cannot see with our very eyes. Right now, there's what is called the Milky Way. The Milky Way talks about the galaxy which involves our solar system. How many planets are in our solar system? Okay, go find out. I won't tell you that. Now, when you look at the solar system is immense. That is one galaxy. But let me tell you, up until now, nobody has ever seen all the galaxies. There are over 100 billion galaxies out there. Even the scientists in NASA have not seen it all. That's how big our God is. In comparison to the problem at hand. A billion galaxies out there. Things that you have never seen. Things that a human eye will never see. Things that technology will never see. All those things were made through the Word. And that Word, ladies and gentlemen, resides in you. It resides in you. I am sure it resides, because it says, as many as received him. It is about reception, my friend. Let's continue, because I'm going ahead of myself. Verse 4, he says, in him, in who? In the Word was life. Was life. That the Greek word there is Zoe. Zoe. There was life. In that Word, there's inherent capacity of producing and maintaining living beings. Living things. It can create happiness. It can create exuberance. It can create energy. He can create vitality. Let me stop calling him it. I'm calling him because he's a person. The Word. This Word here. I'm not talking about this Word in the Bible. No. I'm talking about the Word. This is a written Word. This is the written word. I'm talking the living word. The one who comes into a life and transforms this life. A word that comes into a life, a drunkard, an alcoholic, and transforms him. That word that transformed me. When my mother could not touch me. Mothers, you cannot fix your children. Wives, you cannot fix your husbands. Husbands, you cannot fix your wives. The only person that can fix somebody is the word. The living word. The living word that is full of life, full of Zoe, where there is death, where there is emptiness, where there is void, the word comes and speaks order, speaks life. Let there be life. Let there be light. Light means order. Where things do not make sense, he comes and begins to make, oh my God. All creation came out by and through the word, Jesus Christ, who is presented as the source of life. He is the source of life. If you want life, you need to stay tuned to the source of life. Otherwise, you will run out of life and you will not have any replenishment. The reason we come every time to worship God on a Sunday like this, in fellowships, is that our lives may be replenished. With the word, the living word. Right now you are being replenished. You are going to go out here. You are going to go a stronger woman, a stronger man, a stronger boy, a stronger girl. Because you're going to put the problems on a scale. You don't even have to put them on a scale. There's no scale big enough to measure the word. I've just described to you about the galaxies that nobody has ever seen. No, there's some countries you don't know exist. You and I. Some of them, I normally see them when they are Commonwealth Games. Hey, this is also a country? Did you hear what I just said? Acts 17, 22-28 says, in him we live and move and have our being. In the word. As some of your poets have said, he says, we are his offspring. We are the offsprings of the word. I have got news for you. You are not an offspring of your mother. You are not an offspring of your father. They are just conduits through whom you came. Because how do I know? The Bible tells me in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Therefore, who is your father then? The one who knew you before. Hey. Hallelujah. Let's take it further. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light of men. The order of men. When the word called Jesus comes into a situation, he comes into a marriage, he comes into a church, he comes into a place, there is order, there is light. There is light. And he says, verse 5, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it. In him there's life. 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 What are the essentials for human life? About four. Anybody want to have a go? Sir? Light, one. Food. Conscious. Okay, sir. Somebody else? Breath, air. Somebody else? Water. And listen, Jesus is all these things. How do we know? According to the word. In John chapter 8 verse 12, he says, Jesus once addressed them and said, I am the word, I'm the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in the darkness. I provide plenty to live in. There's plenty of light in Jesus. Psalm 27 verse 1, David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah. He is the air that we breathe. We sing. You know, let me tell you. I know I tell you guys here that, it's not the air that's in your lungs that's keeping you alive is not oxygen. No. It's not oxygen. It is breath from God. That's why you find people that are on life support machine, they are being pumped with oxygen. But then the doctor says, you know what? There's nothing we can do. We've got to turn it off. But they have been pumping oxygen. That shows you that the breath in your lungs, the breath that keeps you alive, is more than oxygen. It is his breath. And he chooses when to take it. He chooses when to turn off the tap. He says, I am the breath of life. John 3:8, he says, the wind blows where it wishes. The wind. Has anybody ever seen the wind? You ever seen the wind? If you have ever seen the wind, I just need you to slip up your hand and I will pray for you. The wind blows where it wishes and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is like air. The Spirit of God is like the wind. The wind of your Spirit is blowing everywhere. John 20:22. He says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. He's the air. He's also the water. Where do we find that? Where do we find that, guys? Water, when is water, water, water? Come on, come on, come on, come on. John chapter 4, when he's with the Samaritan woman. If you knew the gift of God, John 4:10, and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Verse 13 to 14 of the same chapter 4. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again. The water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, the word is food. He says in John chapter 6, 35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. So, and he continues to say in John chapter 1, verse 5, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. And although all through him, that all through him may believe, he was not the light. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. And he said, he was in the world, and the world was made through him. Who? The light. And the world did not know him, still lived in darkness. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. You see, this light is received. That is why not everybody sees it. You have got to receive it to see it. I will tell you, give you an example. In Genesis, in Exodus, when the children of Israel were being chased by the Egyptians, guess what? Even before that, there's a time in the camps in Egypt, when on the side of the Egyptians, it was darkness, and on the side of the Israelites, there was light. How can you explain that? So not everybody in the world sees the light. You've got to receive it. You've got to receive it to see it. Because he says, as many as, when let's go back to 12, verse 12. But as many as received him, who? The light. To them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The light. The light. Darkness, when light happens, it has the inability to perceive it. It just disappears. Light illuminates. Light elucidates. Light clarifies. Light brightens. Psalm 119, verse 130. The unfolding of your words gives light. Other verses says, the entrance of your word. The entrance of your word brings light. It imparts, in other words, it imparts understanding to the simple. That's why this word, you cannot understand this word unless you have the light. Hallelujah. Anybody that has been reading the word and you see it's like you're reading French, you need the light. You need the light. The light, it has got to enter. And you've got to make him welcome. We're talking about spiritual blindness here, ladies and gentlemen. John chapter 3, verse 19 to 20 says, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world. And the people love the darkness. You know, people love darkness. We love darkness. The world loves darkness, loves dark things, rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light. Everyone who does wicked things does what? Hates the light and does not come into the light, lest his work should be exposed. Because once you come into the light will shine. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In their case, the God of this world has blinded their minds, the minds of unbelievers. Anybody who does not believe is blinded. There is light. Yes, the sun. Yeah. But there's another light we're talking about. The word. They're blinded. To keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Examples of light. Paul. Do you know how Paul is converted into Christianity? Paul, a prolific persecutor of the church, on his way to persecute a church, because he has heard that in Shiloh there are people who are gathering. So he's coming. He was on his way to destroy them. But as is on his way, what happens? On the road to Damascus, Acts 9, chapter verse 3, there is a light. He encounters a light from heaven. This light, once it blinds him completely and transforms the man, because he came into, you know, contact with the light. When I came into contact with the light, no cigarette could come near me. No drink could come near me again. Because the light was too much. It shone in my darkness. Hallelujah. What light is that? It is something else. More than this light, these bulbs. I'm not talking about these bulbs. No. Everybody can see here, but I'm talking about the spiritual eyes. Peter in prison. He's in prison. Acts chapter 12, verse 7. And there's a light that shines in the prison and begins to break all the fetters and chains. Like I said, the light will break the chains. Light will break the chains. The light will break the chains. Yeah. And when the jailer came, he called on other Philippians to come and help. But all the other Philippians came with other lights. They came with ordinary torches. They came with ordinary... That's not the light we're talking about. We are talking about the light. Can I submit to you as we finish that God wants you to be the light? Jesus Christ came as the light in the darkness. Remember, some of you who grew up in the village, you know this torch. Okay, let's talk modern. You know the Olympic torch. If you want to put it onto another torch, what do? You just, you just touch it. And then the light goes on. The light goes on. If I brought a candle here and everybody had a candle and I lit the candle and I say, let it pass. So we are spreading the light. God, that's how Jesus Christ came. As many as received him, they received that light. And when they receive that light, guess what? You and I are supposed to carry that light and give it to Mandy. You give it to Wanga. You give it to Desire. We pass the light. We are the light. John chapter 1, verse 12, we read, as many as received the light, they became the light. It's about response. It's about receiving or rejecting. John chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus said, Jesus Christ is life. Is the life-giving light. Is the life-giving light in whom is life. We as believers are sons of the light. John chapter 12, verse 36. While you have the light, believe in the light. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become what? Sons of the light. Ephesians 5, 8. For at one time you were in darkness, but now you are not in the light. Let's have that verse. Ephesians chapter 5 as we finish. Just lift up your eyes and look at that screen. For you were once in darkness. I want to believe that you're no longer in darkness. But this is how he puts it. And he puts a comma, like Catherine normally tells us. But now, you are in the light. What does it say? You are the light. You are the light. When he came in on Christmas, when we celebrate him coming, the Advent, he came with the light. And he made you the light. So shine that light. If you wanted the message for today is shine your light. Shine it. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. For you are all children of light. Children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he says. Let your light so shine. That's what he says in Matthew chapter 5, 16. You cannot get hold of a light and hide it under the bushel. It's got to light. It's got to shine. Let your light so shine before men, Matthew chapter 5, 16, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Is there some good works in you? There's some good works in you. I want to believe so. Let them shine. Let them shine. At the bus stop, let them shine. Little acts of kindness. Little acts of kindness. That is your light shining. Hallelujah. There are signs of darkness. 1 John 2:9 says, whoever says he is in the light. Let's have that scripture. 1 John 2:9. Hallelujah. He who says he is in the light, but loves his brother, hates his brother, is in darkness until now. I wonder if the person sat in your chair has a few people that they hate. If that person sat in your chair has a few people on their blacklist, then my friend, I've got news for you. You are in darkness. Let that light day shine on you in the name of Jesus. But whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. John 1, 2:11. Whoever hates his brother is where? In the darkness and walks in the darkness. Go on. Yeah. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and you are groping in the darkness. You do not know where you are going because the darkness has blinded your eyes. We ought to be lovers. Lovers of people. Lovers of your enemies. Love them. That's what Jesus preaches. That's the light that came for all of us. Ephesians 5:8, he says, for at one time you were darkness. Let's have that scripture again. Ephesians 5:8. For what one time you were what? Darkness. But now you are the light of the light in the Lord. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Therefore, do what? Walk as children of the light. That light that came from heaven. That light that left glory. That light that left everything to come and reignite the fire on the light that was put out in Genesis chapter 3. He wants you and I to walk in the light. 1 John 1, 5-7, it says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there's no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie. And the truth is not in us. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, first and foremost, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us. Hallelujah. How much light is in you? How much darkness is in you? Light from heaven. He wants to light you up so that you can walk in his light. Wherever you are in your family, are you light? In your marriage, are you light? In your in-laws, are you light? At school, are you light? At your place of work, do you shine? The light came that we may walk in the light. Never again in darkness. Just close the eyes wherever you are. Shine, Jesus, shine. Shine in my inner man, shine. Shine, King of Kings, in these your children, Lord of glory. Let your light so shine, O Father, in us, that King of Kings, we may radiate your love, that we may radiate your forgiveness, that we may radiate your patience, that we may radiate, O Father, Lord of glory, your loving kindness, your patience, my God, wherever we are, the bus stops, in the trains, my God, as we are driving on the roads, as somebody cuts in our path, my Father God, King of Kings, let our light shine, Jesus' awesome name. Let your light shine in our language, the words we speak, in our characters, O Father, Lord, in our attitude, let your light shine in every arena of our lives, in the name above every name. Let your light shine in our ministries. Let your light shine in this church. Let your light shine wherever we are, in Jesus' awesome name. Father, that we may walk in your light, because that's why you came, to rekindle that light, to bring back that light that was trampled on by the enemy. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Somebody gives him a clap offering. Thank you.